Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash.
Hello!
With DJ LFN. I don't know if you heard those voices, but I certainly did. If you want to introduce yourselves.
This is DJ Crusher.
DJ Mayhem.
Yes!
The girls are so bad.
I love how we're using our aliases. I love that. Yeah, I'm super, super excited for today. Yeah, I kind of curated this, but I did it all last night.
Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like a procrastination studying
kind of
thing.
That's where the best playlist comes from.
Yeah, and I don't want to like... So I kind of built this playlist around you guys, I think. But I'm also terrified saying that because what if you don't like it? What if I messed up?
I'm sure we're going to love it.
I'll love it.
So, yeah. I don't know. I hope you do. There's certain songs particularly for both of you. So I hope you like those. And let's play like a little guessing game maybe. Yeah, I'm really, really excited.
You're too.
I feel so honored.
There's also a surprise for us. Erin did not tell us before we came.
Yeah, because initially I was just going to do like a regular like Whiplash episode. And I was like, no. I was like, maybe I should ask them like what they want to play. And then everything kind of just fell into place, and it kind of just, I was listening to so much music because I have not been paying attention to what's been coming out recently. And then it kind of, yeah, it just fell into place, and I was like, okay, this works too. So I hope that you like it. But no, it's not holiday themed at all, which is why this is playing today and not later in the month. But yeah, also I kind of decided that I'm not going to be playing like any particular Christmas music this year like I did last year. We did a Christmas episode, me and you.
You feel like you did it last year and
I did
no
it last year.
Ones.
I got the Christmas out of the way, but I kind of got the holiday like going home feels for later on. But we'll get to that at a later date. But yeah, it's been quite a while since I've done an episode with either of you. Nevertheless, both of you.
It has been a minute.
It's been
a minute. Funnily enough, like as I was drifting off to sleep last night, like I fell asleep like doing my flashcards for the last couple nights. But I was thinking, I was like, last time I did an episode, we were talking about more like trigger warning, racist babies. I don't remember episode that was, but I was like, oh, maybe that was Whiplash. But then I was like, oh wait, no, that wasn't, because I was sitting over there.
Maybe it was Witching Hour.
It could have been
maybe.
Witching Hour.
I feel like that's the only place we would have deemed it appropriate to really go off on that topic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm doing it at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. But I just thought it was really funny because I'm restudying for that course again, and the topic of racist babies came up again.
You thought of us.
I did.
Maybe racist babies can be our always.
Yeah. So anyway, with that in mind, the first song up is a new release by Ethel Kane. So, without further ado, this is Punish by Ethel Kane on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Only God knows. Take out your hair. Cut out, they did your hair. Let's change your face again. Sun, your bloodshot eyes have turned away. From the girl, your voice is staggered on the phone. Your scent is in the past again. The answer found is on.
Empty. The theater is dark. So why do you keep dancing? Oh yeah!
What's the best you've got? I forgot. All my common sense. I need all the common sense. Time to start the clock from the top. Confidence in medicine.
which is Heard Image by Magdalena Bay, but that is the Grime special, she's calling it.
Canadian
little,
queen.
Little Canadian remix there. Yeah, I was saying while it was playing, I was like, I didn't like it the first time that I heard it, but I just kept going back to it. It's just so good. It just really eats away in your brain. And then before that was Rowla, A1806 version, not the 6 minute long version, by Underworld, where I actually stole that from another programmer's old playlist, Madot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was it Madot?
I totally jacked that from her. Yeah, because I started listening to more Underworld because of her. Like, everybody, of course, knows, like, the one that was in Trainspotting.
If there is one thing Madot has impressed upon me, yeah, it's her love for Underworld.
Yeah, it was from her, yeah, like, Acid and 303,
yeah,
playlist that she did, which is really, really cool. And then I started that set off with Punish by Ethel Kane.
Woo!
Woo! We love you.
We were talking about how she's going to have a new album coming out.
Mm-hmm. Pervert.
Can't wait to call myself a pervert.
We were talking about merch a minute ago, and all the merch says perverts on it, and I'm like, yeah, I want it so bad, but I don't think there's any appropriate setting where I can wear that.
Yeah, at home. Maybe.
At home only, bedtime shirt.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot
my
of
pervert comfort shirt.
I feel like a lot of, like, more kind of queer or queer-friendly artists have, like, these just random subject words or, like, topic words out, like, even brat, mm-hmm, like, the bright green with brat on it. Like, I don't think I could wear that.
Yeah.
But, like, I power to the people who can. Something, yeah, like that. Same with, like, perverts or anything like that.
Like, I would change absolutely nothing about this branding, yeah, but I cannot I myself can. Pull it off.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like you have to have, like, a certain aura to you in order for people to know that you're, like, you're not self-branding with that merch. You're, like, you're being...
It's part of the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, because I feel like if I wore it, it would look like somebody put it on me against my will. Like, it just doesn't fit my energy at all. Yeah. Or, like, I'm wearing it by accident. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's like you ran out of laundry and, like, that's the last thing that you have.
I'm like,
laundry,
oh, I just day. Found this shirt.
Yeah, no, I feel like it could be pulled off by, like, somebody with, like, big platform boots, mm-hmm, and, like, fishnet tights, like, super heavy makeup.
So, I think we're describing someone in this room.
So, I think May says that she can pull off anything, and I would like to see her try that.
No, I'm not, like, you have to have, like, an aura to you,
too.
You
know what? If I saw you walking down the street and I didn't know you, and you were wearing, like, a shirt that said perverts on it, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, because you're a pervert.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No,
it would look like you're just cool.
I appreciate, yeah, that. I feel like I'm not the person to, like, embody that energy, but I feel like somebody definitely could.
Like, imagine if under this outfit right now, she had a pervert shirt on. I feel like it would just, like, I wouldn't question it.
No, I wouldn't either.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't question that either, but oh my god, I had something. Oh no,
it left. You lost it?
I lost it. Oh man.
Well, we were also talking about concert ticket prices.
And how we're all poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go see local artists.
Yeah.
Choose local artists.
Go support people whose, yeah, tickets are not they in won't, the triple or quadruple digits. Literally.
They won't rob you.
And they have better merch.
They do.
They have they better do. Merch.
It's true.
Yeah.
I know. I wish I had merch. I wonder who would wear
what
that.
What would it say on it?
I don't know, because I feel like our merch would be bald and toothless, or yours at least.
Absolutely.
We should get bald and toothless shirts made.
We should. I think that there's a market for that.
I think so too.
I'll give it one to Purusha for his birthday.
Punch him. Punch him. Punch him in the mouth while you're at it.
Yeah.
Be like, now you match it. Mm-hmm.
I would wear your guys' merch, personally.
You would wear a bald and toothless, yeah, shirt?
Yeah.
I love that.
I would wear anything for you guys.
Aww.
I wonder if any of us would actually get, like, approached in public if we were wearing a shirt that said bald and toothless. Like, would people be confused?
Would it be?
Would,
yeah.
Would
it be a conversation
would
starter?
Would bald and toothless people hit on you? Like,
it's like, just wear a shirt with your type on it and they'll come up to you, maybe.
Oh, no, that would be, like, detrimental for me. Actually, I think my type, like, doesn't speak in public. I think that's my time.
If you're afraid, please approach.
That's a good one. I like that. Okay, up next is I hope that you guys are enjoying what I've curated so far. But up next is New Try by Kick and Binary Digit.
Shut the well, my life.
All right. That set started off with New Try by Kick and Binary Digit. Then you heard Magic Missile by Dermabrasion, which if you didn't know, I didn't know until 5 minutes ago when I looked up the definition of that word. It is a procedure. I was trying to think of the word. Cosmetology. Cosmetic. Cosmetic procedure that basically aggressively rips up the fur, like a couple layers of your skin, and then the skin that grows back is like a lot smoother. So there you go. Yeah, which I think kind of suits what you heard from them. And then after that was The Way It Ends by Chemical Club, who I believe are a duo from Ottawa. And then you just heard House Cat by Wise Up, who I believe are also a duo from Ireland.
Woo-woo!
Yeah! We are approaching the end of the show. I only have 2 songs left.
Oh, no!
The next one is for May.
Yay!
As soon as I heard it, I was like, ooh. And then the last one is for Christina.
Oh, thank you for this experience, Erin.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome, guys. Yeah, so I hope that you have also enjoyed the show.
Of course they enjoyed it.
Yeah. Of course you have. But
yeah, of course.
In a very extremely rare case that you didn't, come back next week. It'll be completely different. Or shoot me a message with like a song that you want to hear on whiplash_c4c. I don't know. You'll see me. But yes. I hope you've also been enjoying my social media presence lately. I've been putting a lot of work into that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I really enjoyed putting together today's playlist, and I hope that you enjoyed it too. Yeah, up next is Scantily Clad by Oat and Freddy. Oh no, you already know the song?
No, it sounds really good though.
Oh, okay. I was like, no, please. Okay, so these guys, they're a duo, and they only have 2 songs out. This was their first one. It's currently at 500,000 streams already, and they just dropped their second single last week, and it's almost at 200,000 streams, so they're popping off right now.
Wow.
You'll probably get when I first heard it, I heard like Last Dinner Party vibes, which is why I thought that you would love it. Yeah, and then the last song is Night Ride / Overdrive by Panteros 666 and Zorza.
That sounds like a very Chris sounding song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I will see you next week, and enjoy, well, study hard for your exams if you're a student, and enjoy the holiday season.
Woo!
Bye!
Woo,
bye.
Clad woman. Tonight. Show your love for local musicians by taking the CFRC Release Radar Listener's Choice Survey in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. Select your top 10 favorite singles, EPs, and albums released by local musicians and featured in the Kingston Music Office Release Radars. Participants can enter to win prizes from Long & McQuaid, KPP Concerts, Tommy's, Smoke & Barrel, and even Inkwell Tattoos and Piercings. Rank your favorite artist via CFRC.ca today, and tune in on December 22nd at 1 p.m. for the big top 10 countdown.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local artist Kikau's third album, Quantum Entanglement, released on November 29th. Quantum Entanglement is inspired by the cosmic placement of the soul in the universe, connected as one with a newly sober mind fueling the creation process. The album channels the focus of intent and inspiration of spirituality in raising the vibrational state of self and awareness in the connection of souls with quantum entanglement theories. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quantum Entanglement on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it entitled Affinity here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local band The Codas' new EP, Live at the Isabel. This newest release from The Codas is a perfect example of what makes this group so endearing, displaying their lush harmonies, mesmerizing live energy, and intimate arrangements in this live performance at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. The Codas have managed to capture a brutally honest performance filled with raw emotion. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Codas live at the Isabel on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called In My Blood, here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Till I forget my name, till I'm calm.